But it's too late for any, it's too late for anybody to.
Are they doing a new election?
They're doing a new election.
And not even a write-in candidate can file now. If they have equal number of candidates running for equal number of positions, they do not have to run an election, so you can't even do a write-in candidate.
So whoever we appointed would just have two meetings, February and March.
You might as well appoint the person who's.
I don't know that it's ever appropriate to, well.
He wins automatically. He, she, whoever that person is.
I understand that. It's not the board member. It's not the, the issue that I think the commission has is not, I think we're privy to information on some stuff that.
Thanks, Albert. Thank you, Wesley.
Yeah, thank you.
I withdraw my.
So you're saying this person will only have two meetings?
February and March. And the next would be sworn in April.
And that would be the.
What? When is their meeting? The first week or second week or third? Do you know?
It should be on the bottom of our.
No, I don't think it lists them.
But it don't list them.
Shannon
can
probably
I understand.
Is that all the board appointments?
We have one more, but I was going to ask that it be tabled.
Okay. Which one's that? This one. Is it the BOA?
Yes.
Okay.
We're going to do some more. Okay. Reaching out. Let me just tab.
Say we move on to 911 equipment.
Okay. Do we need to make a motion to table?
Do you have actually not on the agenda, just board appointments.
Just board appointments, yes.
Okay.
Good.
All right. Yep.
Thank you. 911
equipment purchase discussion. So, Mrs. Hagler, you need to know about some funds and where it needs to come out of. Is that the question before us? And
The only question was the Sheriff's Department PSAP, was that going to come out of the Sheriff's Department budget or general county revenue? We had posted it. It really doesn't matter at this moment. The bill hasn't come up yet for that, for the 911 equipment. And so we still have time to establish those decisions. And we still have not presented to Taney County Ambulance and the City of Branson those requests for funds from them also. So that might be a better time to do that and request those at the same time.
Was I understanding the amount that you had on the Sheriff's Department that you said wasn't presented budget, and then the amount you had coming out of the county, that, correct me if I'm wrong, that you needed to know whether that was going to come out of GCR on the Sheriff's Department or if it was going to come out 911 at that time?
We have the half of the entire contract coming out of 911 funds. So it's $157,000, you know, and some odd, not exactly that amount, coming out of the 911 funds. And then the other half of the contract is coming out of the PSAPs. And so each of their amounts is split. So half of the PSAP funds, there's 52,000 in some odd amounts. I've got the specific amounts here with City of Branson and then Taney County Ambulance District. And then the other amount is either GCR or the Sheriff's Department budget. And that was the only question in there, was it going to be GCR or the Sheriff's Department budget? And that was the only issue in that question. But you know, like I said, the bill hasn't even been produced yet. The equipment's not in yet, so we still have time for that. That was only a question like we were discussing, and so you still have time to decide that.
Of course, when we did budget, I don't think we used that figure in the Sheriff's budget. He said he didn't have that.
So he didn't put it in his budget.
And we didn't. So
he probably didn't. I mean,
Did you say that he said he did not put it in his budget?
He did not specifically put it in as that. I don't know if he put it in another line item, you know, in a contingency kind of thing. I don't know if he has an amount in another contingency that he uses for those kind of things. But he didn't specifically put it in as equipment for 911.
Has he put it in the past?
We've never had this in the past. The last time we bought equipment was 1993.
Okay.
You don't remember back then?
No. 25 years ago.
So do we want to check either way it's going to end up, if it comes out of his budget?
We're still going to take that contingency in this line item to his.
Yeah.
Or to, not maybe his, but just to.
Unless it comes out 911.
Right.
And so I was just thinking that maybe it would be more appropriate to wait until we sent the request to the City of Branson for theirs and to Taney County Ambulance for theirs, and maybe at that time we do the request for the Sheriff's Department one, and then we establish it all at the same time.
Will you be the one to be billing those on their part?
I can do that in through the purchasing established policy, and then I can put it attention, and then from you all, from through our budget process, like we normally do.
And you have the idea when you think that bill?
Not until the equipment is processed and delivered, and we are looking at probably June.
Okay.
I think we can bring it up.
Yeah. And when we had had conversations, Sheila, mm-hmm. you know, I had asked if you had made a decision, and through the budget process, and that was more of a curiosity kind of. I didn't know if you all had just made that decision, and so that was what the conversation was. It was more of a, had you made that decision? It wasn't a.
I didn't remember it being discussed.
Yeah.
I didn't guarantee that I remembered everything.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I'll get back with you. If the bill shows up sooner, I will get back with you then.
On the real quick, on the options that you sent there, said this is what the 911 board discussed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
On that last option, all the entities that are involved with that are on that 911 board, correct?
Correct.
So you're not going to have any issues is what I'm getting.
No.
Okay.
No. And as a matter of fact, we're meeting next week, so all right. I thought I would update them as to...
Gotcha. I couldn't imagine, but I just wanted to make sure that they were...
No. Okay. They were very much aware of what was decided and through this process. So.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Court orders. I guess we... Wait a minute. We got personal property add-ons in November and December 2017 first, then court orders.
This is the one we just approved.
Personal property.
Accepted and
put into the minutes. And I've got both reports here if you wanted to look at them. I did email them to y'all prior. It just took an extra week for it to get on the agenda.
Do you guys have any questions on them? Yeah. Move to accept and enter into the record. The personal property add-on.